Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Kingdom Midweek Devotional Hour with your host, Bishop Christopher McCarter. I'm glad that you've chosen to share with us at this appointed time, whenever you will hear this podcast on Crazy Faith Radio. We trust and pray that all is well with you and yours. This is a special time where we will go before the Lord in prayer, approach His heavenly throne with our prayer requests, petitions, our special needs we're bringing before Him. We're trusting and believing God that He will hear our prayer and meet our needs. And we invite you to send in your prayer request that we might pray for you and believe God on your behalf as well. We want to intercede and believe God for you. You can send in your prayer request by way of email at kingdom135@aol.com. That's kingdom, KINGDOM, kingdom135@aol.com. Send in your prayer request, and we would be more than happy to place your request upon the altar, where we are recording live at the Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings Church, 135 Burnside Avenue in East Hartford, Connecticut. We're here praying over the needs of God's people, and we want to include you as well. So send in your special prayer request, and we would like to let you know that all prayer requests are held confidential. They're not shared with the members of the church or any other entity. But yours truly will receive your prayer requests and place them on the altar that we might pray over your prayer needs. Once again, send in your prayer request to kingdom135@aol.com. And again, we will be more than happy to pray over your prayer request. At this time, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this day. We thank you, O Lord, for your daily provision. We thank you for your blood covering, how you protect your people from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you most of all for salvation that was purchased by your shed blood, Lord Jesus. Before we come to your throne on this day asking for anything, we ask, O Lord, that you would search our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, anything that would hinder us from approaching your throne, anything that would hinder us from being a servant that you would be pleased with. We ask, O Lord, that you would forgive us, wash us in your precious blood, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, create in us, O God, a clean heart, and renew in us a right spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne on this day. We come in the name of Jesus. We come asking, O God, that you'd have mercy upon us. And God, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you, O God, for what you're getting ready to do. We come with thanksgiving, with joy, with worship. We come to adore your name. We come to lift up your name. We come to exalt your name. We come lifting you up because it's all about you and not about ourselves. And God, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of your many blessings. And Father, we come and we pray and we lift up these prayer needs that are here on the altar. We ask, O Lord, you look on every name, every prayer need. We ask, God, you look on families that are listed, oh God. Various needs. There are families in need of resources, finances, jobs, opportunities, homes. God, we just thank you, oh God, for how you're going to meet needs. And we believe it by faith. You're doing it in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you. Thank you, God, for those that are on this list. Each name, God, there are some that are in the hospital. There are some, oh God, that are in convalescent homes. There are some that are in rehabilitation centers. God, there are some, oh God, that are in correctional facilities, God. There are some, oh God, that are in halfway houses, God. There are some that are in shelters. Some are in various programs. And God, there are some that, God, that just don't know where to go. There are some, God, that are in the prison of their mind, oh God. God, we lift up each and every one, God. God, we thank you. We realize, oh God, that you are the solution. You are the answer. And God, we just thank you for how you're interceding for your people, God. We thank you, God, for how you're meeting needs right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for bereaved families on tonight. We pray, oh God, that you would begin to comfort and give peace, oh God, to families that are bereaved, God. Those who have recently lost loved ones, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for how, God, you're giving peace, oh God, and comfort for families, bereaved families on tonight. Oh God, and whenever this broadcast will be heard, God, we pray, God, for your peace to just surround each and every family, each and every individual suffering loss, not only loss of loved ones, loss of jobs, loss of opportunities, loss of businesses, loss of ministries, loss of transportation, loss of various things, God. God, we know that you can fill the void. And God, we just thank you, God, for how you're moving in the midst of your people in the name of Jesus. God, we know you can and we know that you will. And God, we stand on your words, oh God, on tonight. God, that you're meeting needs for your people. And God, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, oh God, for how you're working it out, God. And God, we pray, God, you lift up that hung down head. The one, oh God, that's discouraged, God. The one that is just going through various changes, some unnecessary changes, some predicaments that they brought upon themselves or they've just ran into, God. We just pray, oh God, that you will send deliverance in the name of Jesus and give them peace that surpasseth all understanding. God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, God, for patience, patience that comes from you. God, we're willing to wait on you and be of good courage. We know, oh God, that you will strengthen our hearts. And God, we thank you for how you're interceding for each and every one on tonight. And at any time, others are listening to this broadcast, to this podcast. We pray, oh God, that you will look on your people everywhere, oh God, all around the world, in various countries, here in the United States, in various states and cities and towns and villages, in various areas, wherever this broadcast can be heard. God, we thank you for your hand touch, your touching and your blessing each and every one in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. Thank you for doing it for your people in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we come to serve notice on you. We know that you come to steal, kill, and destroy, but we bind you now in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of God's property. Take your hands off of God's people. We bind you in the name of Jesus and we send you back to the pits of hell from whence you came. And we decree and declare peace. We decree and declare liberty. We decree and declare freedom and deliverance for your people in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for peace on tonight. Thank you, God, for your joy and your love that you're giving to your people even right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. And God, we just anticipate what you're getting ready to do for your people. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it come into the hearts of men, the great things you have in store for your people. So God, we thank you. And we ask, oh God, that you will, God, look on every need, every prayer request, spoken or unspoken. God, you know the hearts of your people that are listening. We pray, oh God, that you would touch right now. Oh God, and we thank you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing for your people. And God, we just say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We exalt you. We lift you up, oh God. There's none like you. And God, we just thank you. And Lord, we give you and only you all the praises, the glory, and the honor. For we realize, God, it's all about you and not about ourselves. You get the glory out of all that has been said and done. Father, we just give you the praise, the glory, and honor for all things. In Jesus' name, it's for your sake we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. We trust and pray that you've been blessed during this Kingdom Midweek prayer and devotion. And once again, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to send in your prayer request to kingdom135@aol.com. That's kingdom135@aol.com. You can also mail in your prayer requests to Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings, 135 Burnside Avenue, East Hartford, Connecticut, 06108. That's Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings, 135 Burnside Avenue, East Hartford, Connecticut, 06108. And also, you can also text in your prayer request. Feel free to text us at 860-655-0070. That's 860-655-0070. So you can mail in your prayer requests, text us, or email us. Feel free to do any of the three in the name of Jesus. I'm Bishop Christopher McCarter. Thank you so much for sharing during this time, during our Kingdom Midweek prayer and devotion. May God's richest blessings be upon you. We pray that you will be blessed and encouraged in the Lord. Until the next time. May the Lord be with you.